Welcome to the Diamond K Ranch, folks. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. Inviting you to join us here in the tack room while I spin a few yarns. And speaking of yarns, I've got one today that I know you'll enjoy. I call it The Unburied Treasure. It's all about the wild and dangerous West. So why not pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable?
We'll do just that, Ken. And from the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you folks stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West, where cowboys still follow the cattle trails. Stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Now, Ken has a whopping big Texas tale to tell you today, so while you're getting all settled, because you won't want to miss a word of this story, I'd like to tell you how Ken Maynard can say hello to you personally. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Why, just imagine hearing Ken's voice saying,
"Hello, Audrey. Hello, Alvin."
Or whatever your name is. Well, that's exactly what happens when you order a Diamond K record album of Ken Maynard stories. He'll personalize them, tell the story especially for you, and call you by name right on the record. And wait until you see the album. It's in full color with a picture of Ken and Tarzan right on the front. And inside are two complete Wild West tales that you can play on your phonograph any time you want. And the first thing you'll hear is Ken Maynard calling you by name. And say, these records have pictures of Ken and Tarzan on them, too, as well as the albums. So send for yours right away. Just send your name and address and a dollar to Records in care of this station. Can you imagine just $1 for this rootin' tootin' Western album of Records? Their standard 78 RPM speed, just like Mom and Dad and everybody has used for years. They're made of the finest material money can buy, too, so you don't have to worry because they're unbreakable. And you can play them over and over again and never worry about wearing them out. These pure vinylite records are the finest quality that money can buy. But still, you send only $1 with your name and address to Records in care of this radio station, and your album will be mailed, postage, prepaid, to you. Now, here's Ken.
Well, sir, one bright morning I went out to the mailbox to see what the postman had left. My mail's always pretty interesting because a good deal of my life has been spent in traveling all over, and I've made a lot of friends. I think show people are the finest in the world anyway. Once you've made a friend, they really last. Some of the rodeo riders who used to work with me are scattered all over the country. Still, we keep in touch. Besides, most of them know that one of my hobbies is lost treasure stories, and when they run across something interesting, they'll let me hear about it. So in the mail that day was a letter from Will Whitlock, one of the best riders I ever knew. He lived on a farm near Rockwall, Texas. That's a few miles east of Dallas. Will raised cotton and kept a few cows and lived the life of a gentleman farmer. Anyway, here's what he said in the last part of the letter. "By the way, Ken, I've got a problem down here that might interest you. You remember my Uncle Henry? I bought this farm from him, you know, back in 38, and he went to live with his daughter in Dallas. We always thought he had a lot of money put away. Well, he passed away a few months ago, suddenly. I was down in Houston on business and didn't get back till the next day. His daughter told me he left me a message. He said, 'Tell Will. It's all there on the farm, and if he can find it, he can have it.' Well, Ken, we figured the old fellow meant his money was buried here someplace. I don't know what else he could have meant. He never went near a bank, so he must have hidden it somewhere on the farm. I've looked everywhere I can think of. Even had a fellow come out in one of them electric doodle bugs. Then I thought of you, Ken. If you're ever down this way, come out and see me. Maybe you can puzzle this thing out. If you can't, nobody can. Your friend Will." Well, you got to admit that was an interesting letter, all right. I would have dropped everything and gone down there if I could. But I kept Will in the back of my mind, and the first chance I got to go through Dallas, I took time off and went out to Will's farm. He had a large, modern ranch house with a roomy front porch facing east and open to the south, so it was cool in the hot afternoons. We sat there for quite a while with our feet on the rail, talking over old times. Finally, he got around to the Uncle Henry. "Will," I said, "did you ever find old Henry's money?" Will shook his head, took another drag from his pipe. "Never did, Ken. Got to think maybe it was a fool thing for me to ask you to bother about it. But you know how it is. You hate to give up. Besides, if old Henry left as much money hidden around here as I think he did, it ought to be found and put to some good use." I agreed that was right and told him not to worry about bothering me, because there's nothing I like better than to get on the trail of a good treasure story and hang on. Then I asked him all the questions I could think of, such as where he had looked and if there wasn't a clue somewhere, either among old papers or around the house itself. I wondered also if any of his friends had ever heard Henry say anything about his hidden money. I thought he might have bragged a little about it sometime or other in an unguarded moment. Will said that as far as he knew and had been able to find out, none of those ideas were any good. He had tried them all without result. Well, I said, seems to me the only thing to do is to think of places around here that you may not have thought of yet, if there are any. I remember your uncle fairly well, and as I recall him, I don't think he'd hide anything too far away. He'd probably like to keep an eye on it. Let's get busy and go over the house room by room and try to imagine where he'd hide something valuable if we had been Uncle Henry. So we did. We started with the attic and went through all the old trunks and boxes. Of course, Will had been into those before, but I thought maybe I could find a secret panel or something. We hunted for loose bricks in a big chimney which came up through the attic, but I rather suspected that Uncle Henry wouldn't hide anything there. I've always read about people who hide their money in stoves and then are very surprised and angry when someone starts a fire and burns it up. Well, we gave up on the attic and started on the room upstairs. I tapped all the walls with a broomstick for hollow sounding places and tried every floorboard to see if it was loose. We looked behind pictures and dug into the furniture. We leafed through all the old books in case one had been hollowed out or some clue had been left between the pages, but without any luck. We were getting pretty tired by this time and went back on the front porch to rest. Well, there's something we haven't thought of. You told me you'd been over every inch of the yard with an electric doodlebug. Is that right? That's right, Ken, he said. We mapped off every foot in a 300-yard circle and tested it carefully. We found some tin cans and an old cultivator wheel, but that's about all. I've looked through all the barns, too. Guess we'll have to give up. Nothing doing, I said. I'm not ready to give up yet. Maybe we've done too much looking and not enough thinking. Besides, there's something we haven't thought of yet. And it may be the answer. Do you know what that is, Will? He gave me a surprised look and said, No, I don't. If we've overlooked anything, I can't think of what it is. Now, do you folks know what it was? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a minute. So while we leave Will Whitlock on the front porch, thinking about his uncle's treasure, I want to sit back and get comfortable and tell you about a favorite subject of mine. Speaking of comfort, you know if a man doesn't feel comfortable, he just can't do his best at work or play? And just for your information, I feel my best when I'm dressed comfortably. And you know my favorite outfit, whether I'm working or just loafing around, is my K shirt and a pair of jeans. And you'd be surprised how many buckaroos are agreeing with me. Kids all across the country are riding in asking me for a K shirt like mine. I've told you about it before. It's a comfortable cotton shirt made like a T-shirt in the color of desert sand, with my own Diamond K brand in bright red on the front, and Tarzan and me looking right at you. If you want to join the fellows and girls that are wearing my own private K-shirt, all you got to do is send me your name and address. Tell me what size you wear, sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and enclose a $1 bill for the fellow that makes them. Pretty fancy shirt for just a dollar. You'll get a lot of wear out of your K-shirt, too, because it's fine quality cotton, and the blazing colors are put on by a special hand-screen process. So send the day, be sure to send your name, your address, and your size to K-Shirt in care of this station, and slip in that $1 bill. Your shirt will be sent, postage prepaid, from Hollywood. Well, sir, I was telling about Will Whitlock and old Uncle Henry's treasure, and what a time we were having trying to find it. Will, I said, there's something we haven't thought of. Do you remember that old story of the man who wanted to hide a letter safely? When people came to hunt for it, they turned everything upside down and almost tore down the house. But the valuable letter was safely concealed in plain sight on the desk all the time. The one place they would never have thought to look. Now, I think old Uncle Henry had the same idea. Maybe not in plain sight, like sitting on the porch here in a box, but somewhere close where no one would think of looking for money, and yet where he could sit here all day and watch it. What do you think of that idea? Will just laughed and said that would be like Henry, all right, but where would such a place be? I don't know, I said, but let's just sit here and think and look. We'll start with the most unlikely places first. So we looked at all the impossible spots, like the concrete steps and the wire fence across the yard and the rails where we're cooling our heels. Nothing looked very promising. You know, Ken, the trouble is we don't know if Henry left it in gold or paper money or what. And we don't know how much. As far as I'm concerned, I'm stumped. Well, we sat there a while, and something in Will's last remark lingered in my mind. It was the word stumped. I guess it was because there was an old tree stump in the yard about 10 feet in front of the steps. I was looking at it that minute, and something seemed to say to me, That'll stump you. And I recall that was one of Uncle Henry's favorite expressions. But of course, there couldn't be any connection there. Still, I was sure Will had not overlooked it. But it was so close to the ports and so obvious. Maybe he had. Will, that old tree stump there, how long since the tree was cut down? Ken, he said, I don't remember. Long before my time. I just left it there because it's too close to the house of dynamite and would cost more than it's worth to dig out. Besides, it looks nice with that pot of geraniums on it. It was a walnut stump about 3 feet in diameter, cut about 2 feet from the ground. Have you looked it over, Will? Oh, yes, Will said in a disgusted voice. I thumped it and dug around and even emptied the dirt out of that geranium pot. Nothing there. I got up and stepped off the porch. If you don't mind, Will, I think I'll look at it again. Go ahead, he said, but you won't find anything. As I approached the old stump, I had a strange feeling that this was it. Just like old Henry was pointing and saying, that's the place, Ken. You found it. Well, I lifted out the big pot and looked underneath it. It had been fitted into a round hole cut in the top of the stump so it wouldn't blow down in a high wind. The bottom of the hole looked natural to me at first glance, and then something caught my eye. There was something funny about the tree rings. The ones in the center, for a space of some 4 inches, didn't match the rest. There was a plug in there from a different tree. Come here, Will, I called to Whitlock, who was watching me. Come here and look at this. He came over and gave it a close inspection. You're right, Ken, that is a plug. Maybe that's it. Let's get it out and see. We got a stout corkscrew and brought out the plug. Below it, a neat hole and wrapped in 10 layers of oilskin was $17,000 bills. No wonder the doodlebug never found it. Well, that's about all. Will divided the money among his relatives, and I got a good story. And I never think of a front porch but what I see old Uncle Henry sitting there rocking and looking at his fortune in the old stump.
Well, Ken, that story almost stumped me, too. But you know, folks, Ken has so many exciting adventures himself, he just never runs out of good stories. Of course, he has his favorites, and two of them are the ones he tells on his Diamond K. Weston album. They're full of action and suspense, wonderful stories that you'll want to hear over and over again. And you can hear them any time you want when you have this Ken Maynard record album for your very own. Now, don't forget, you can't buy these records in any store. The only way you can get one of these albums is to send your name and address to Records in care of this radio station. But be sure to include a dollar bill and your name and address. Now, that little old dollar is a mighty little price for all the fun you're going to have with this album of Western stories. And remember, it'll be personalized with Ken saying hello to you by name right on the record. So don't wait any longer. If you haven't already sent in, or if you want another album for a gift, send the name and address the album is for and the dollar to Records in care of this station. Remember, always include the name you want on the records so Ken can say hello to you or to whoever the record is for. Get those dollars in the mail today. Now, once again, here's Ken.
Well, folks, it's time to bring our story roundup to a close. This is Ken Maynard and Tars. Closing up the tack room at the Diamond K Ranch till I see you next time when I'll tell you the story of the lure of El Dorado. We'll be looking for you. In the meantime, get your $1 bills in the mail now for some real Western fun. So long.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was produced and transcribed in Hollywood.